Good evening. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. My name's Alfie, and you're listening to Muse, a program of music and spoken word. Tomorrow, June 16th, is a new moon. And so I wondered, what really is the new moon? And from earthsky.org online, I read that on the day of the new moon, the moon rises when the sun rises. It sets when the sun sets. It crosses the sky with the sun during the day. That's why we can't see the new moon in the sky. It's too close to the sun's light to be visible, and its lighted hemisphere is facing away from us. A day or two later, the moon reappears in the west after sunset. Then it is a slim waxing crescent, visible only briefly after sunset, a young moon. The new moon marks the beginning of a new lunar cycle, which astronomers call a lunation. Tonight's playlist is the celebration of the beginning of a new lunation. So before I start playing music, I wanted to read from A Year with Hafiz, Daily Contemplation. Daily Contemplations, a book by with poetry written by Hafiz, translated from the Persian, and then interpreted by Daniel Ladinsky. And for today, June 16th, no, for tomorrow, June 16th, the poem is Remember a Song You Know. If you are sad, remember a beautiful song you know. It is really something living. It can bring you to the place where it was created, out of light, and you can feel that for a moment. If you do not wish to sing, if you are feeling shy or just too low, picture me doing so while sitting at a table with you, with maybe a drink in our hands, toasting something you would like to clink a cup with me about, my dear. So hopefully that puts us in the mood for some new moon music. I wanted to begin with an orchestral composition composed by Michael Kamen, a commission composition or commemoration of the turn of the calendar performed by the National Symphony Orchestra. This one is numbered one, and we'll begin with that one to create an audio landscape as we imagine the new moon in the daytime sky. Thank you.
got a little this morning, honey. You reckon it beats her and man, you love this bit. I got a little this morning. When I got there, he was laying on the cooling board. Grabbed up the suitcase and I took off down the road. When I got there, he was laying on the cooling board. Well, I looked him right close, looked down in his face. Good old boy lay down till the judgment day. Yes. I looked down in his face. Well, good old boy, I lay till the judgment day. Looked like it was 10,000 people standing around. Didn't know I loved him until they lay him down. Like 10,000 people standing around in the bare ground. Well, I didn't know I loved him till they lay him down. Got it this morning, break a day. Used to lay, I said, soon this morning, just in the break of day. Knew I was up in the pillow where my sweet man used to lay. So nice and plain,
That set began with The New Moon in the Old Moon's Arms by Michael Kamen, composed by Michael Kamen, performed by the National Symphony Orchestra. Michael Kamen is perhaps best known for his film scores and collaborations with rock musicians such as David Bowie, but this piece, there were eight of them, were commissioned by the National Symphony Orchestra to commemorate the turn of the calendar. That was followed by Death Letter off Cassandra Wilson's 1995 album New Moon Daughter. And I'm going to read a letter to a young artist, but we'll hear another song from that album by Cassandra Wilson. Okay, so Letters to a Young Artist, Building a Life in Art by Julia Cameron is written in the form of letters from a wise, more experienced artist to a young artist who is full of turbulent self-doubt. The letters echo the many conversations Cameron has had with artists whose lives she has touched with the artist's way. Dear X, you write that I mention walking as a habit. You're right about that. I hadn't broached it to you yet because we were still on basics. Now that you ask, I believe in walking daily, and I do not believe in cell phones while you walk. A good walk moves you out of the questions and into the answers. Einstein received the Nobel Prize for an idea he got walking home from his job at the patent office. Makes you want to try it, doesn't it? Walking moves us out of our minds and into our bodies. We use phrases like body of work without realizing how literal the phrase is, and that getting into our bodies might be one good way to accomplish that body of work. We also speak of a body of knowledge. Our body does hold knowledge for us if we will listen. Therapists will tell you we carry memories of our past locked in our bodies. For this reason, a massage might make you weep as you release a memory. But the past is not all that is locked into our body. So is our future, and we can walk into it a step at a time. Walking, you will get what I call alpha ideas, those ideas that point you toward your next work or breakthrough. Why not paint about X, you will suddenly think, and your work will head in a new and promising direction. Or you can talk on your cell phone and keep yourself locked squarely in the present. I can see myself cutting short this discussion of walking because I cannot walk as I used to, and that grieves me. I miss seeing a tree full of tiny birds. I miss seeing a fox dart into the underbrush. I miss the smooth slither of a garter snake slickly avoiding my footfall to quietly go his way. Walking in the city, I see Korean grocers with their festivals of color, buckets filled with tulips and roses and daffodils, each in season. I love passing the low-flow racks of wildly colored fruits and vegetables. I loved it all. Maybe it is good that you write to me now that I am more housebound. Maybe I can take some vicarious thrill in your adventures. And I'll read a couple more of those later in the show, but let's listen to Cassandra Wilson sing Harvest Moon, composed by Neil Young. Moon.
strangers, I watched you from far. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late.
Ladies and gentlemen, comment ça va? Bienvenue ici ce soir pour voir le plus étrange, les plus beaux spectacles du monde. Et toi, tu connais ça, hein? Allons voir le mariage. Allons voir. Et la baronne, les deux mariés. La maîtresse.
Leave behind.
That set began with Neil Young's Harvest Moon, performed by Cassandra Wilson. And just for fun, followed by Duran Duran back to back. The first one, New Moon on Monday, off their 1983 double platinum album, Seven and the Ragged Tire. And then Planet Earth, at their debut single, that hit the top 20 and was a good expression of their theatrical new wave cool. Before moving on to the next music, I'm just going to read the weather for Lillooet tonight. Partly cloudy, clearing this evening. A risk of thunderstorms over northern sections early this evening, local smoke, and a low of 14. Tomorrow, Tuesday, June 16th, mainly sunny, local smoke, a UV index of 7 or high, and at night, partly cloudy, local smoke, and a low of 15. You're listening to Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. My name's Alfie. This is Muse, a program of music and spoken word. I'm going to read another letter from Letters to a Young Artist by Julia Cameron before we move on to the next music. Dear X, I see that I've riled you up again. Everyone uses a cell phone, you write. As if my mentioning it as a possible negative proved to you I was a doddering old fool. Here's what I think. There's a reason we call it small talk. Not much conversation occurs on a cell phone, although a lot of chat does. You find such chat comforting, you say. Did we agree you should always be comfortable? I miss that part. I once had the beginnings of a friendship with a nice young woman who one day told me that my questions to her made her feel unsafe, as if I were an incest perpetrator and not a mentor. I searched for words to reassure her, and then it occurred to me, growth is not supposed to feel safe. When we feel a little off-center and out of the comfort zone, those are actually good things. Not comfortable, perhaps, but healthy. Sometimes, in order to hear ourselves think, we need a little silence. We need a little space to be with our own thoughts. Art is an act of communication, and if we are constantly communicating our smallest thoughts, how will we have time for big ones? Cell phones miniaturize your life, breaking it down into tiny sound bites. I think we call them bites for a reason. They tend to devour our time and attention. There's no room for following your own train of thought. You can be interrupted at any moment, and you will be. Virginia Woolf said writers needed a room of their own. Hearing that, I always think, fine, you build it. The rest of us can't always afford it. But what we can do is build a portable room of our own. My morning writing is the practice of solitude. So are my creative excursions and my walks. So is turning off the ringer on my phone during work hours. So is choosing not to have a cell phone. I have one young friend who carries a cell phone, but claims that she often turns it off. I don't know that that is such a trustworthy plan. She is a young writer who is not writing right now. I think she talks her ideas away. I believe we can all talk our ideas away. I think ideas form in our consciousness like stalactites and stalagmites form in a cave. If we interrupt the process to wipe away every drip, no large formations can be formed. Also, I believe we often turn to the comfort of conversation at the first sign of emotional or psychic discomfort. For an artist, discomfort may be like the grain of sand in an oyster, the necessary irritant that creates the pearl. So you see, I do have my reasons for encouraging you to autonomy and solitude. What you are after is independence of thought. Independence of thought may come only after a certain amount of discomfort. I may be saying no risk, no reward, or even no pain, no gain. The point is that I would like to see you experiment a little with just where discomfort leads you. Often it is the lever that switches us to a new and valuable train of thought. Experiment a bit and let me know what you find. To be continued later in the show. What would a music program in the summer be without Carlos Santana? The next song is Daughter of the Night from his 1983 album Havana Moon. This is Carlos Santana.
When broke my heart on the road. Spent the weekend sewing the pieces back home. Crayons and dolls pass me by. Walking gets too boring when you learn how to fight. Not the homecoming kind. Take the top off and who knows what you might find. Won't confess all my sins. You can bet I'll try it, but you can't always win. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me. Never made agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back down, 'cause life's already bit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Remind me just how far that I've come. To whom it may concern, only run with scissors when you want to get hurt. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me. I don't make agreements, just like a gypsy. I won't back down, 'cause life's already fit me. I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. And I say, hey, you, you're no fool if you say no. Ain't it just the way life goes? People feel what they don't know. And I say, hey, you, you're no fool if you say no. Ain't it just the way life goes? What they don't know. Come on for the ride. Oh yeah. Come on for the ride. Ooh, ooh. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me. Never made agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back, 'cause life's already fit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to cry. You gon' quit me. 'Cause I'm a gypsy.
Thoughts that began with Daughter of the Night, off Carlos Santana's 1983 album Havana Moon, and we just heard Gypsy by Shakira off her 2009 She-Wolf album, which in All Music Review concludes is a celebration of all the strange sensuality that comes out at night. One last letter to a young artist, just a very brief one before I play the final songs. Dear X, enclosed your most recent missive. You can't win, can you? I received your long and chatty letter about your colorful walk through Chinatown. The lively crabs, the ducks hung in windows, the fish on ice, etc. I did not read it once I understood what you were up to. That letter was full of interesting ideas, and all of them belong in your art. Hence, I'm shooting the letter right back at you. Use it for more than talking to me. Letters to a Young Artist will be continued on next week's Muse. But now, final songs. This from a surprising group from Grand Prairie, Alberta, a reggae band of all things, Tasman Jude and the Steadies, beginning with New Revolution.
Hold on, get ready. It's It's time for a new revolution now. Hold on, get ready. Let's make a new revolution.
In the times of wars are so corrupt and filled with crime. Judgment supreme, we take years and minds. We pray for tranquility, things to be sublime. Babylon, system, robots and minds. Get to need a revelation and a Lord that's divine. That's man to down this head, this beg you. Open up your mind.
Hold on, be ready. Stand for a new revolution now. Hold on, be ready. Let's make a new revolution.
We've got a world celebration. No matter where you come from, we'll play every stadium. In the rain or in the sun, we will be as one.
Hold on, be ready. It's time for a new revolution now. Hold on, be ready. Let's make a new revolution sound.
what's next. The fella down the road, yes, he get me real vexed. I tell you it no matter, don't let yourself get bitter. All I worry worthless like a bullet that batter. Let the unforgiveness scatter out of your mind and out of your heart. Remember not to let the love and joy depart. Let's soar through the sky like some eagles who fly. Loving everyone, we meet sharing our God-given smiles. You never know what joy you can inject to someone's life. It may take away their pain and make them feel alive. Each day, like it's your last. Every breath is a second chance.
That was the reggae band from Grand Prairie, Alberta, Tasman Jude and the Steadies. That's Tasman, T-A-S-M-A-N, Jude, J-U-D-E, with Every Breath. That's it for Muse this evening. I'm going to play the eighth and final piece from the 2001 recording Common, The New Moon in the Old Moon's Arms. The composer is Michael Common. And other than that, may you have a peaceful and fulfilling lunation. Safe travels, Lyndon. Thanks very much for listening. My name's Alfie. This is Muse. Tune in again next week at 7 p.m. on Monday.